In today's episode of the podcast, I speak to Gemma Russell, Director of Music, and Thermis Tompalithis, Assistant Director of Music at the Senior School. He's otherwise known as Dr. T. We talk about music at Wycliffe College, what happens when the pupils leave school with a love of music, but then I ask some really difficult multiple choice questions about famous musicians. That's right at the end of this episode, so stick around to make sure you don't miss that. Let's get into this episode right now.
Welcome to the Wycliffe Way. This is the podcast to let you find out more about Wycliffe College, who we are and what's happening inside the school, so that you can stay in touch. Let's not waste any more time, but instead, come with us as we get into this episode right now.
Gemma, Dr. T, it's great to have you both here on the podcast. Thank you for giving up the time to talk to us today. How are you both doing?
We're good, thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Well, I'm very excited to talk to you. Dr. T, how are you doing today?
Yeah, okay. We just finished the first day of this week, so getting ready for Christmas preparations and Christmas music. So it's getting busier.
Okay, all right, fantastic. Well, thank you for giving up the time to be here. Gemma, I'd dying to talk to you and find out, as in your position there as Director of Music at the Senior School, I'd love to just find out a bit of an overview of what music looks like at Wycliffe. Just give me a top-level overview.
So we cater for academic music, so we teach the classroom music. At the Senior School, we take pupils from year 9 up to year 13, so about 13 years old up to the point of going on to do whatever their next steps might be. So we cover the academic side of things, but then we also have an overview of all of the extracurricular side of music as well, so instrumental lessons, activities, music groups, concerts, performances. So there's lots and lots involved in what we do.
No, I think, yeah, Gemma was right in saying that we have a very good balance of academic and extracurricular music. So alongside having all the classes running from year 9 to year 13, we have a very, very busy extracurricular program with music clubs, music theory, orchestras, ensembles, and lots of performance opportunities happening every week. So like any other department, we're very, very busy every day of the week.
And then is music something that all pupils, that all students do in every year group at school or not?
From year 9 is compulsory, so we have 4 sets of year 9 students. Then, of course, they choose from year 10 and year 11, but we try to include, it is in our nature, I suppose, of the school to include as many people as possible in doing music, whether they be music or not non-musical. So, as we'll talk later, we have lots of opportunities for students to do music, whether they actually play music and they do music academically or they've got it as a hobby.
Okay, all right, got it, understood. So when they're in year 9 and they join the school, I imagine it's a little bit different to life in the prep school. So what are some of the major differences that you see in the senior school compared to the prep school?
Well, the prep school's on a different site, but very close to us. It's just down the road. And they have a very similar setup with music there. So they have a director of music who's full time there. And she organises and teaches all of the classroom lessons. And the pupils at the prep school have that tuition right from the day that they get there. So they've got a specialist music teacher teaching them. And they also have the opportunity to join groups there. So they have a choir, they've got an orchestra, they've got a fantastic team of visiting music teachers who are specialists in their field that come in especially to teach them. And then they've also put on year group productions. So last week there was a year 7 production of Peter Pan. It was fantastic. And everyone in that year group got involved in that show. They were off timetable for a week. And that's something that happens in each of those year groups, and then they can get involved in concerts. So it's a very, very similar setup. So that when the pupils come up to the senior school, it's the same sort of thing. So we've got the academic lessons. A lot of our visiting music teachers are the same across the two schools. They get that transition. They've got fantastic facilities down at the prep school, but they get to come up to the senior school for things like carol service. They come and use our beautiful chapel for their leavers day. They come and use our Sibley Hall, and we do lots of transition events and sort of joint masterclasses and things. So it does feel like one school really for music.
And you just mentioned about carols. I mean, at the time of recording this, we're coming up towards the Christmas period. What does carols look like at Wycliffe?
So we have 2 carol services. One is on a Saturday night, and that is for our old Wycliffeans and guests and friends of the college. And then we do the same thing again for the schools. We do it across two nights because it's so popular, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's definitely one of the highlights of the year for so many. And I know a lot of old Wycliffeans come back and they say, oh, Christmas has started. Now we've had our carol service. But our chapel's a very, very special building. So it was built by the students, and there are beautiful candles in there, and it's just absolutely stunning. And it's lovely how many old Wycliffeans come back, particularly those who've been in the choir. They love to come back and see all of their friends and to hear the wonderful carol singing and get involved in it. So it's really, really, really special. And Dr. T, he's a wonderful organist, so he's there on our organ. Yeah. Getting us through those carol services. So I know it's one of our favourite events, isn't it?
It's going to be very busy 2 weeks of practicing from now on, this week and next week. Rehearsing, of course, with the choir and all the students, but also getting the music right, because it is, although everybody enjoys singing carols and listening to the music, I mean, there's a lot of preparation behind it and many, many late nights in the chapel, which is always great. I mean, I suppose it's in the life of an organist to spend many hours in cold chapels. Our chapel is quite warm. I'm actually, the heating is on when I go and practice, but it involves a lot of preparation, but it's wonderful. And it's nice at the end to get always good feedback from students, from staff, from former students, and also from parents who join us for the events.
Dr. T, tell me a little bit more about playing the organ, because I don't play one, but some people wrongly presume that playing an organ is just like playing a piano. But I mean, they are very different instruments to each other, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they're a little bit right. I mean, if you're a very good pianist, you become a very good organist. So you don't usually have someone who jumps onto the organ from the age of 6 or 7 or 8 or 10. You need to spend a few years playing the piano, and then as long as you have good technique on playing the piano, then you transfer your piano skills into playing the organ. Of course, when you move to the organ, you realize you have to use your feet. So the actual thing you need to learn is the pedal technique. But after that, that's the only thing you need to get on with. I mean, you learn the other stuff, you know the technique. So in my case, it was a little bit the other way around, because I come from Greece. And when I came here at the beginning of this century, 2000, I came to this country, I had studied keyboard and a bit of piano in Greece. So I came to this country to do the organ. So I was the other way around, but eventually, you know, I managed to get through the stuff I wanted to do. But yeah, piano and organ go together. You can't say you play the organ if you don't play the piano, really.
Got it. Understood. Thank you for that. Gemma, let's just jump back to you for a second. I'd love to understand what sets Wycliffe apart from other schools regarding music.
I think one of the things that's different about Wycliffe is that we are quite a small school. So we've got about 420 pupils in our senior school. So it means that we really get to know them very, very well. So although we don't have a huge orchestra or a huge choir, we can really cater what we do to the individuals that we have. And so we try to also find opportunities for our musicians to play in larger groups outside of school. So one of the things that we're really proud of is that we've established a really good connection with Gloucestershire Music, who's our local music hub. And because we think this is so important, we've got several members of our Wycliffe musician community who represent us at county level. And to prevent any sort of barrier to that, we fund their membership and we put on taxis and Wycliffe Transport to be able to get those boarders to rehearsals, to concerts. And we've also set up similar sorts of relationships with music colleges. So if we've got particularly advanced musicians, setting them up to be able to go to a Saturday music college. We've done that in the past. We've got several musicians who are part of the National Youth Choir. So just finding other ways in which to extend those musicians, even though we are quite a small school. I think one of the really key things that I realised just yesterday, really, which is how important was, we've got a Wycliffe Choral Society. And they had their concert here yesterday. So this is an adult choir that's run by a previous director of music. And it's made up of former teachers, current teachers, parents, former students of the school and friends. And they put together a concert twice a year. And we try to feature our musicians as part of that. So Last night we had one of our Year 13 soloists playing a flute solo piece with the orchestra. We last term did a big show of Zimbe by Alexander Lestrange, and that was with the Choral Society and then our senior school musicians and our prep school musicians, and we all came together and performed that as one. And so we've got that really unique opportunity. And last night we were really lucky to have two Old Bickleffew musicians, two leading players. So Sam Dressel, who was a singer with Voces 8, you know, internationally renowned group, and Matthew Denton, who plays with internationally renowned Carducci Quartet. And they were playing in that concert with some of our musicians who could go and see our ex-musicians go on and do that professionally. I just think that is just such a wonderful thing that not that many schools have.
No, absolutely right. Absolutely. Gemma, tell me a little bit more about this, because you mentioned the Choral Society and you mentioned the choir as well. Are they two separate things? Choral Society for the adults who are connected to the school?
Yes, that's it. So we've got this adult group, the Choral Society, although we have had some Wycliffe pupils sing with that as well. So they rehearse at our prep school once a week, and they are run by a previous director of music of ours, who is retired from teaching but still runs the Choral Society. And then in school for our current pupils, we've got a senior choir. We call them the chapel choir, because most of what they do is play a really important role in our chapel services that we have every day. And then we have something called Vox, which is our chamber choir. So that's our audition group, the only audition group that we have in the senior school. So we've got two choir opportunities for our pupils, but they can join that adult choir as well.
Okay, so I'm guessing then that the chamber choir, the Vox one, is going to be smaller than the senior chapel choir?
Yes, yeah, it varies in size each year. So it depends on the different voices that we have. So at the moment, it's a girls-only choir. Sometimes it's a mixed choir, mixed voices choir. Sometimes we've had 16, sometimes we've had 4. It just depends on the makeup of the students. We're really flexible in just trying to make sure that the quality of the singer is really, really high, but also the balance of the different voices. So it might be that, like this year, we've got lots and lots of very, very, very strong sopranos and altos, some of whom sing at national youth choir level. So we've decided to keep it soprano and alto only this year. But next year, maybe completely different. We may have lots of national youth choir singers who are tenors and basses, and then we rejig that. So that's the really nice thing about being a school of our size, is we can really be very flexible about what we do depending on what our musicians need.
No, that's lovely to hear. And then when the pupils leave school and go to university, do you find that they often continue singing by joining a choir at their university?
They do. So we get a really healthy number of musicians that leave us every year to study music as a degree. So we've currently got 4 pupils in year 13 that are applying to study music at university next year, which is really, really great number considering the size of our school. And we normally get 1 or 2 each year. But even if they don't study music as a degree, so many of them get involved in choirs, they take their instruments, they get involved in orchestras, jazz bands, play for fun, and then what they come back and they tell us about all of these wonderful things. And that is one of the best parts of our job, hey, Dr. T.
And I think it's quite important that we, in the last couple of years that I've been here, we have managed to send some of our students to very, very prestigious conservatoires, including the Trinity Laban Conservatoire 2 years ago. And last year, one of our students is at Trinity College. So they continue their studies in these professional institutions that will enable them to perfect their musicianship and become professional musicians later. So that's quite important as well.
Yeah, it's very good to hear all of this. It's amazing to hear about what some of the pupils go on to do after they leave Wycliffe. Dr. T, tell me what a typical day in the music department actually looks like.
Okay, so every day, I mean, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we start with, the day starts with chapel, where the whole school is involved in singing a hymn that Mrs. Russell decides, I mean, at the beginning of the term, discusses with me and our chaplain. So we start with the chapel and the whole school. They're singing the hymn and I play the organ. We have also on a Thursday, depending on which house does chapel, we have students playing music as the students leave chapel. So it's not only the organ playing music as the students come in and out. On a Thursday, I don't play, which is great. I can have a break. And then we have some of our students leading us out of the chapel. And then, of course, depending on the day, we will have classes running from year 9 to year 13 during the day. I don't think there's any lunchtime during the week that we haven't got a lunchtime activity. It will be music theory, will be vox, will be keyboard club like today, will be sectionals for the choir, will be music support. And then that takes us to after lunchtime, we've got another three, you know, periods. And then after that, probably again, we will have something to do. Either might be coaching one-to-one music theory, might be choir like tomorrow, or I'll have students teaching them one-to-one music theory. I think Thursday we're free because it is games.
Yeah.
And Friday we'll have again music support classes. So it is a very, very busy department, and we try to give as much as we can and involve as many as we can. I mean, I try to be, and so the same is also for Mrs. Russell, I can be very, very flexible with my timetable. So if I've got a student who comes to me on a Tuesday saying, I cannot do music theory when you deliver that, can you see me one-to-one? I will always find the time. I'll always make time. And I think that is in the nature of the department, to try to cater for as many as we possibly can.
And then both of you, do you find that when pupils join the school or as pupils are going through school, that they find that they particularly like certain musicals? You know, I'm thinking about some of the London shows that have been going on, and then that can sometimes spark a love of music in itself. Do you find that at all?
Absolutely. I mean, we get musicians that come to us with just so much different experience. One of the things that's always really interesting is we get a lot of international pupils who are very interested in music and have such different backgrounds and such different experience of music education in their countries. One of the things that we love to do is at the start of the year, we meet with every new pupil individually. So on that, the first Sunday is a big induction day. And so Dr. T and I, we split and we meet for about 3 or 4 minutes, sometimes longer, depends on how the conversation goes. We spend a few minutes with each new pupil individually just to find out a little bit about their background, try to introduce them to what we've got on offer, find out a little bit about what instruments they might play, if they might be interested in doing something. And it's so amazing the different types of instruments that they've played, the different types of music they like to listen to.
We have one student, Guzheng.
Oh yes, so we have a Guzheng player. And so this is a beautiful instrument, and one of our pupils has brought it from home, and she loves to come and practice in the evenings and has introduced this to pupils who have never seen this instrument before. She played it as part of our house music competition, which is something that the whole school comes to. And so it's just a fantastic way of introducing another element of pupils' culture to the school.
Gemma, I'm loving all of this. I've never even heard of that instrument myself. Tell us more about it. Is that a wind instrument or a string or what?
It's a stringed instrument, and you play it by plucking the strings, but it's on a stand. It's a wooden instrument with strings, metal strings, and it lies horizontally, almost like you've got it on your lap, I suppose, and pluck the strings, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Something similar to a kind of an instrument we have in Greece, which is a traditional instrument used by music from certain islands. But yeah, that's the first time we've seen that in this school. Yeah.
And we've also got a boy in year 13 who plays the ocarina to an incredible standard. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. So again, hearing him play is just such a joy for everyone to hear that. And we had a great performance and a concert where he played the ocarina with a backing track in a sort of electronic dance music style.
Was it doing house music?
Yes, it was just incredible. Again, something that our students don't see. I think that's one of the really key things that we try to do here is it's not just about musicians getting involved in playing and performing. It's also about them getting involved in listening and appreciation of music, because that's just such an important skill. And so we think it's really important that things like our spring concert and our house music competition, that all of our pupils attend that. And because we know it's a new thing, they may not have ever been to a concert before, then we brief them on things like, this is what to expect at a concert. This is when you should clap. This is how you sit. These are the kind of skills, because you know, these young people are going to go out and hopefully experience music in that kind of way for the rest of their lives. And I think that's a really key part of what we do here as well. It's not just about performing. It's about listening and appreciating too.
No, I agree completely. I'm 100% with all of that. Now, here we are coming up towards Christmas. So I imagine that those carols are taking up some of your time right now. But tell me about the next big thing that you're working towards, possibly after Christmas. You mentioned the spring concert. I don't know whether there's anything else happening.
Yes, I think after that we have the house music competition, which is at the end of January, where we have the 8 houses of the school. They are paired together and they put together a program of, I think this year we have 3 pieces they have to put in together, and they have to perform. It depends. I mean, they have to do a solo, they have to do an ensemble. There are certain things they have to fulfill within the music in terms of performers, the style of the music. And it's interesting there that you have heads of house who might not be musical themselves, but they have the opportunity to take leadership. They can lead the whole thing together. They can, or they organize it. They work together with Mrs. Russell. They put the whole thing together. They look out for the musicians. Perhaps they look out for help from me to help them with the rehearsals and go around the houses and help where I'm needed. And that leads us to the actual day where I think we have a professional musician who will come and adjudicate and give the outcome at the end. And I think that is a very interesting thing to see how students work together, different houses working together, and actually the competition, how they become very, very competitive and taking very, very personally, and they're very hot about winning.
They are so competitive, so competitive. So we have the first round of this is house song competition. Yeah. And so this happens within the first few weeks of the academic year.
Week 3.
So you've got heads of house who the only thing that matters to them really for the first few weeks of term is house song. So you walk around every break time, every lunchtime, every after school, all you hear as you're walking around the campus past all these different houses is various different house songs being rehearsed all times of the day, every minute they've got together. And they're so competitive, but it is just such a fantastic way of bringing together all of these different pupils who've just met, and straight away they've got this shared purpose and this shared drive to prepare this song. And for a music team, for us to see every single pupil absolutely loving singing together is just absolutely magical.
I think many of them don't actually like the idea to begin with, yeah. But when they experience it, they actually get to love it.
Yeah.
I think they're not very keen to begin with, but then they're actually more and more keen. And you see, when they get the outcome in the end, and of course, okay, some houses might get disappointed. Mrs. Russell will be receiving loads of emails. Okay, what did we get? What is the feedback? How can we improve for next year? So the competition goes on and on. But I think before that, we have also the Christmas play this week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yes. So this week's a very big week at Wycliffe. So we have our school production. So we do it. So 1 year it's a play and then the other year it's a school musical. So last year we put together a production of The Wizard of Oz, which was just fantastic. And then this year there's a play. So the drama department are working so hard on Around the World in 80 Days. But one of the really lovely things is that we always try to include music in some way, even if it is a play. So we have one of our year 11 pupils is preparing a sort of jazz style, sort of jazz club piece to do in one of the scenes.
Brilliant.
Which is just lovely. So yeah, that is a big week this week for drama and performing arts at Wycliffe.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, I hope all of that goes well. I'm sure that it will.
Thank you.
We're coming towards the end of our podcast. However, I'm going to play a little game with the pair of you now, because I've got 3 little questions. Ooh. I'm going to ask to you. The questions are all similar. They're all related. Because what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you which of these 2 people, if you had to keep only one of their music from all of history, which of these 2 people would you keep? So, and you both need to answer this as well. So your first one is Brahms or Beyoncé. Who would you keep out of those 2?
Who would we keep? Brahms. I would go with Brahms. You would go with Beyoncé.
Oh, I'm a clarinetist though, and I love Brahms.
Clarinet sonata?
Yeah, the clarinet sonatas are fantastic, but I also love Beyoncé. She's one of our focus artists for A-level.
Oh, check it out. But Gemma, you've got to choose one or the other.
We're going to put first now, Beyoncé or your instrument?
Brahms. Brahms?
Brahms, you're keeping Brahms. Dr. T, who are you going to keep?
Brahms, straight away. No second thought.
You're both keeping Brahms. Okay, second one.
Okay.
The Beatles or Beethoven?
Oh, please, Beethoven. Yeah.
Oh, this Gemma? Is harder. Beethoven.
Beethoven. You're both keeping Brahms. You're both keeping Beethoven. And the third one is Mozart or Michael Jackson.
Okay, so I love Mozart because we teach The Marriage of Figaro at A-level. Okay. And it's just wonderful. But Michael Jackson, that Thriller album's incredible.
You can't beat Thriller, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great, great album.
But you can't beat Mozart symphonies, can you?
No, I know. Where would music be without Mozart, without Brahms, without Beethoven?
Traditionally, so I'll go with Mozart, I'm afraid. You've got a very traditional music teacher here.
Dr. T, you're going with Mozart. Gemma?
I'm less traditional, but they're just such greats. I don't know where music history would have gone without them.
Think for a moment about the impact Michael Jackson's had on the pop world.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go Michael Jackson on this one.
Well, I'll go with Mozart. So we disagree here. We have a rival.
Yeah. I'm glad to get one modern one. Not that I have anything at all against Mozart. In fact, Dr. T, which of Mozart's symphonies would you go with if you could only keep one of those?
The Jupiter Symphony.
Number 40.
Symphony number... No. The symphony number 41.
41?
The Jupiter. Okay. Jupiter Symphony. Pam, pram, pram. That one. G major, I think.
Okay.
That's it. Well done.
Fantastic. Look, I'm getting my own little music lesson here from the pair of you. Dr. T and Gemma, it's been fantastic talking to you both. I've really appreciated you both giving up the time, but also to explain to us what music looks like at Wycliffe College. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you.
Thank you.